The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looked like he back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy live from AmFam Field as we are teeing off the Upper Deck golf event happening here. 9 targets on the field, 9 bays around the concourses, and you can take aim at those targets all weekend long. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We just talked to Andy Barrett here from X Golf. He was telling us kind of how it came about. If you missed any of that conversation, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand. Gabe, remind people of what the website is if they are interested in participating in the Upper Deck golf event out here.
UpperDeckGolfing.com/American Family Field. You can book your tee time for today, tomorrow, or for Saturday. Different tee times. You can check out the difference between the standard and VIP tee times on the website.
Now, we did talk about the Preston Smith request for a trade in the first hour of the show. You can go back and find our comments on that on Wisconsin On Demand. Gabe basically saying, like, good on Goody for not revealing that when he stepped in front of the audience, he stepped in front of the media to the podium the other day, kind of let Preston do that himself. He did, in fact, do that via ESPN.com, and it sort of makes more sense now why they would have offloaded Preston Smith at this point in the season. So I want to turn to the second half of the season now, guys, and will the entire do that thing called bold predictions. It's where I said that I thought the Packers would win all of their division games and was very, very incorrect about that, as they have lost both division games so far this season. But I want to kind of do a round robin, quick hitter type of segment here with you, Chew. We're going to go around. I'm going to ask you guys a bunch of questions that Joshy has written here about the second half of the season. Give us your quick thoughts and we'll kind of bat this thing around. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Will Jordan Love have another great second half of football like he did last season?
Chewing?
Gabe?
I think he's going to be better in the second half. I don't think he's going to be able to repeat the numbers he had a year ago. I mean, what he did a year ago was absolutely insane. What was it, 18 touchdowns, one interception? I think the turnovers are going to be an issue for the remainder of the season. I think he's going to clean it up a little bit, but I think he'll throw more than one interception. I don't think he'd be quite as good, but he will be better, I think, in the second half.
Yeah, and I think that that's an interesting metric to point to is I think he will be better. That doesn't mean that the interceptions will be fewer. I think you can throw interceptions and not be penalized for them. Some of them have been backbreaking. Some of them have been such bad decisions that they have hurt the team on the scoreboard and in the end result. So you can still throw interceptions. I don't want a lot of them, but I would prefer for them to be the kind that it's not that big of a deal. And just the way he's been playing with a little more aggressiveness, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if he throws more interceptions in the second half, but still has a better second half productively than the first half of the season.
Under 14 and a half interceptions on the season for him. He's at 10 right now.
10?
10 right now. Over under 14 and a half.
They got some good defenses coming up. I'm going to say over, but not too far over.
I'll go under 14.
Okay.
Under, sitting at 14.
All right.
Got 4 more in him in the second half of the season. Will the defense continue to their red-hot turnover streak? I believe, did I see 19 takeaways for the defense? Is that right? Chew?
Yes, they will continue their red-hot. My guess is they'll finish near the top of the NFL in takeovers, which is very important.
Takeovers.
Because that's the strength of the team. Just imagine how many more turnovers they would have with a D-line that was pretty darn good.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have some opportunities. They play the Bears twice with a young quarterback, should have opportunities there. Even though the Vikings have been so good, their quarterback and Sam Darnold's turned the ball over a ton. I think they're going to have a lot of opportunities down the stretch to still create those turnovers. I think that's going to continue.
Packers defense has 19 takeaways, including multiple takeaways in 7 of 9 games. They, of course, can be sporadic. They've had 0 in 2 of the last 3 games. That, according to PackersWire.com, that is a USA Today publication. Will the defense continue the hot streak? I think I agree with the article. It's fluky. There will be teams, as you guys said, where they will have more opportunity to take the ball away, and I wish that there was more pressure up front. I think Xavier McKinney will still get I'll throw it out there. I got 4 interceptions for Xavier McKinney at least in the final half of the season because he is such an opportunistic, nose-to-the-football kind of guy, and I think Halfley will keep moving him around and putting him in positions to make those plays. Number 3, what seed will the Packers be in the NFC? Chew.
Six. They will be a wild card team. Yes.
Yeah, I've got them as the 6th team as well. I think Philadelphia will be that first wild card. I think the Packers will be the second. That loss, I think, is ultimately going to hurt them in some sort of tiebreaker with Philly. I think they'll be a wild card team of the 6th.
It's an excellent point, the tiebreaker with Philly, not something I had considered. But yes, as Philly, the 2nd team in their division, will likely get the top wild card spot. I could see them falling to 7, to be perfectly honest with you, Chu. It's not as though you can't make a run from those spots. We, of course, have seen that happen with the Packers team in 2010-2011. I've got them at 7. And again, not a bad thing, but I think some of these losses are going to come back and bite him in the ass down the stretch. Next question on Joshy's list here. Will McKinney win Defensive Player of the Year?
So it's between him and who?
Probably
Watt?
Some of those pass rushers.
Yeah.
Yeah, TJ Watt is the
leader. If he gets, how many interceptions does he have right now? 6?
6.
If he gets to 9, I will say yes, he will be Defensive Player of the Year, and deservedly so.
I think he needs double-digit interceptions. I mean, Charles Woodson won Defensive Player of the Year with 9 interceptions, but he had multiple returns for touchdowns as well. So he was taking those turnovers, turning them into points himself. I think it's really hard for a defensive back to win it. I mean, you've got a lot of great defenders out there. Josh mentioned TJ Watt. Trey Hendrickson has 11 sacks right now. I think it's just going to be too hard for a defensive back to win, so I'm going to say no to McKinney winning Defensive Player of the Year.
I think the road is too steep. I think there's just so much attention on those guys who get to the quarterback and get sacks. TJ Watt is somebody you mentioned, but there are other guys in the league as well who that's their bread and butter. I love McKinney. I love the addition of him to the team. I just said a moment ago I could see him getting 4 more interceptions. You know what? I'll go against the grain here, guys. I'll say yes. I'll say Xavier McKinney wins Defensive Player of the Year because he is the star on the Packers defense and they will be a playoff team. Will Matt LaFleur, Chew, win Coach of the Year?
No. No,
yeah,
he will
not.
It smells of Dan Campbell. Even Minnesota, who no one thought they were going to be this good. No.
Yeah, I think Tomlin's got a chance at winning it with what Pittsburgh doing, especially if they end up winning that division. So I think Tomlin's going to be on that list. I think Dan Quinn with what's happening in Washington.
Yeah.
When you have a surprise team like we did with Houston last year, D'Amico Ryans ended up winning it. So I think Dan Quinn ends up there if Washington plays this well in the second half. So I think there are a number of coaches that sit ahead of him as well.
Last question for you guys. Who will emerge as the star of the second half, Chew?
I think the star of the first half, I would give the nod right now to Josh Jacobs because he's been outstanding. I would say, I'd like it to be Jordan Love, but I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be Reed. I think he's going to really separate himself from the pack, from the group of receivers, and I think he's going to have an outstanding second half of the season.
I'm taking the chalk, and mostly because I think it has to happen. If the Packers want to have a realistic chance at making a deep run at the Super Bowl, it has to be Jordan Love.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say Josh Jacobs.
No.
You start talking about NFC North football. You start talking about having to run the ball more in the second half. We'd like to see him be a little more productive. They would like to be a little bit more balanced. That's when they've had success. I think Josh Jacobs has to be the emerging star of this offense in order for this team to be a real threat for the NFC title game. So that was interesting there. So we had Jaden Reed, mm-hmm. Jordan Love, and Josh Jacobs as all candidates for who will be the emerging star. Nobody on defense, though. So I guess we talked about Xavier McKinney as Defensive Player of the Year. Edgerrin Cooper as a potential. Go ahead, Joshy.
I just think he's going to play more. He's going to be forcing himself, and he just makes plays everywhere he goes. Goody called him a natural playmaker, and we've seen it, and he's barely played what he should be playing at this point. And if he figures it out and stops making mistakes, that could change sort of the face of that defense.
Let's put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. I really like that question. Who will emerge as the star of the second half? These are all offensive options, but I do think they are good options. I'd be curious to see where the loyal listeners stand on that one. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Gabe has his top 8 at 8 list coming up next. We are live at AmFam Field for the Upper Deck event that is going on all weekend long. Gabe, the website for that once again for more information is?
UpperDeckGolfing.com/AmericanFamilyField.
You guys have heard me talk about Professional Construction Inc. over the years. Guys, we just had a few people over the other night for a little Election Day celebration for the sports department. Everyone wanted to see our finished basement that PCI finished for us, and they couldn't say enough good things about it. If you are in the market for a remodeling project, a home addition, or maybe you're thinking about building a new home, PCI's team is here for you the same way they were here for us. It's a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and doing exceptional work on your projects. You can learn more about PCI, what they can do, what they have done at their website, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. And tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right?
Yeah.
Kinda like a, oof, like just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of you taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Are you looking for reliable transportation this holiday season? I know I always am, especially during my very busy college football season. Well, AccuTrans is a veteran-owned business dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you will use again and again. I'm sure you've got a holiday party coming up in the next few weeks. Wouldn't you rather have someone do the driving for you? AccuTrans Group caters to every single occasion. Booking is easy, safe, and reliable. Just visit their website, AccuTransGroup.com, to get a quote or book a reservation today. That's AccuTransGroup.com, the only group I use for reliable and safe transportation.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
Well, we have a list of 8 things in front of me. You and Chewy guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans. 800-990-3776. Let's go ahead and start getting people ready to go. 800-990-3776.
Last week. Whoa, that is so insulting.
Well, because you guys were so good last week.
Before the segment even starts, you need to get people on the line, please.
Yeah, because you guys don't get up last week. You guys, I still smell how bad you guys were from a week ago.
Nah, that's just because I worked out yesterday. I didn't take a shower. Sorry about that. I didn't know we'd be sitting this close to each other.
Yeah, that's fair. Simple list today. We have the top, since 1992, the top 8 teams with the most wins in the NFL. Since 1992, most wins in the NFL.
Okay. Packers got to be on this list somewhere, right, Chew?
Yep.
Packers are on this list.
Packers are tied for number 1.
Whoa.
Ah!
329 wins since 1992.
All right, how about the New England Patriots and all of the titles and championships that they have won since 1992?
You just playing by yourself now?
Oh, I thought that was his guess.
That was your guess.
I thought it was his guess.
He didn't even say
anything. Well, save it, because I'm not going with the Patriots. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
They are number 4 on the list. The Chiefs have 306 wins since 1992.
Patriots?
Are tied with the Packers for that number 1 spot.
How many wins do they have again?
329.
Wow.
Since 1992.
Let's go with A. O. Brian D. Buffalo.
The Buffalo Bills with 269 wins, number 13 on the list since 1992.
Okay, so Buffalo, no. 1992. Why are you saying easy?
I mean,
Now we're stalling. After being offended so early, you are now...
I mean, can we do a celebrity show? Hey, guys, it's Ashton. Can we do a celebrity one?
Yeah, celebrity guess.
Did anyone guess Steelers?
The Pittsburgh Steelers are number
easy.
Three
I'm
on
done.
The
Goodbye.
List.
You're welcome.
328, so they're just one behind the Packers and Patriots.
Really like how you Costanza'd your way through that thing. One good answer, and I'm out!
All right, we've got the top four. Packers and Patriots tied at number one. Most NFL wins since 1992. Steelers are three, just one behind, and then the Chiefs fourth with 306 wins.
Are the Cowboys on this list?
The Cowboys are number five on the list.
Really?
296 wins for the Cowboys since 1992.
Now, I need to know, Chu, do you want to guess again, or are you just going to sit the rest
of the
time?
No, I'll give you help, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Andy Reid.
Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles are number six on the list.
Yeah.
294 wins.
See, now I bet you thought I was going to guess the Chiefs for Andy Reid, didn't you? But I've been around the block a few times. The
Chiefs are working.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, but he didn't know that.
He guessed him.
Doesn't mean he knew it. Okay, how many do we have now?
You have six. The top six. Packers, Pats, Steelers, Chiefs, Cowboys, Eagles.
I'm trying to bop around a little bit here. It's feeling...
Well, need an answer.
It's AFC heavy, huh? Ravens?
The Ravens, with 262 wins, are number 16.
Oh, darn it.
On the list.
800-990-3776. I think we did better than you thought we were going to.
Yeah.
The fact that we got...
Yeah.
How many did we get? Six?
You got six.
Out of eight.
Yeah, I mean... Sure.
Well, take back here. Let's open up the callers at the top.
Johnny Raincloud over here won't even give us credit for the six of eight. You, all right? I mean, am I right? Am I right?
800-990-3776. Let's go out to John in Milwaukee. John, can you close out our top eight list? The teams with the most wins since 1992.
I'm going to try. And thank you, guys. I'm giving you credit. Appreciate you guys for getting all those six right.
We'll take it.
All right. How about the Broncos?
The Broncos are number eight on the list.
Good guess.
289 wins.
Since 1992,
that makes sense. Since 1992. They've won three Super Bowls in that time. They're leaving just number seven. And,
maybe the other team with Peyton Manning, the Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts with 292 wins. They are number seven.
Very good guessing. And that was John, correct?
That was John in Milwaukee.
Okay, so John was thrilled that we filled out so many of them for him so he could win.
Where was San Fran? I was going to guess San Fran.
San Fran, number 10 on the list, 282 wins. Behind the Minnesota Vikings.
That's what I was wondering, who number nine was. Okay, very good list. That was fun. I appreciate that. And congratulations to John, our big winner today on the top 8 at 8. In a shocking development, guys, we are actually on time. We actually did that game very efficiently, clicked right through it, and now we are on time for the show. Now, if I keep talking, that's going to change, but I'm trying to get to a read here before we take a break here. Remember, we are live at AmFam Field celebrating the debut of Upper Deck Golf at AmFam Field. Some of these bays are starting to fill up as folks are taking shots. A lot of little golf balls. Are they going to do the same thing they do at like the driving range where they drive around in the little cart to pick them up?
I don't know because they're very protective of the turf here at AmFam Field. I don't know if they would just let the range ball picker go through the outfield.
Wow, that's something I definitely want answered. And we will continue to get our questions answered here at AmFam Field, including which of the targets Andy and Gabe are going to compete against each other on today. We will put that on our social media accounts. I got money on Gabe. Just when it comes to golf, I'm sure Andy's very good. He's a pro.
He's PGA pro.
but
it's pretty good.
But I gotta go with my guy Gabe. Tis the season for celebrating at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Join them this holiday season for special events that will get you in the festive mood, from a spectacular brunch with Santa to holiday marketplace and a one-of-a-kind dinner and a show experiences. St. Kate has a celebration happening nearly every week throughout the holiday season. You can also make a night of it, guys. If you want to extend the experience, you can book an overnight stay at St. Kate. Special packages are now available to celebrate the holidays with St. Kate. Learn more by visiting stkatearts.com/holidays.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Continue. Yes. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Spending our morning at AmFam Field, celebrating the debut of Upper Deck Golf. You can come on out here. You can rent a bay. There's a lot of them. Staring at a few that are behind home plate. There's some out there on the first baseline, some over here on the third baseline, and of course here in center field where we are situated this morning for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. For more information, Gabe, remind people the website for Upper Deck Golf.
UpperDeckGolfing.com/AmericanFamilyField to book your tee time for today, tomorrow, or Saturday.
Try to keep it pretty easy for you guys so you remember it, even though I have been unable to do so over the last hour and a half of the show.
We'll quiz you at the end, see if you can give it out.
UpperDeckGolfing/AmericanFamilyField. I don't know. I think it's something like that. Chewy, we got this thing from Joshy yesterday in the group text talking about the odds to make the Super Bowl. If you had to guess, I'm sure you saw it. If you had to guess who the 50-50. Number one team in the NFC is to make the Super Bowl right now, who would you guess?
I got it. I don't understand it. I would say Kansas City would be number one.
NFC.
Well, what the hell is +250, +79, 84, 632?
If you bet $100, so right now the line to get okay, we'll give away the answer.
It's also the NFC. Yes. I said the NFC.
So the Lions are the favorite at +210. The way the betting works, Chewy, if you bet $100, you would win $210 if the Lions made the Super Bowl.
You want an easier way to do it? Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My guess is Detroit
right.
is
hey,
one.
Tootsie Roll Owl, can you take it for a minute?
My guess is Detroit is one, not
yes,
Kansas
after
City.
Detroit, and there it is. Thank you. In the NFC, who do you think is two?
I mean, I can't go Minnesota. I'm not buying Washington. Two? Philly? Philly? Two?
Philly is number two at +500 odds. These, according to
FanDuel.
FanDuel Sportsbook. Thank you. I didn't know what the FD stood for. You would think somebody like me who does a gambling show would know what FD stands for. But
you've seen it if you watch the Bucks games.
I only
use
Pottawatomie Sportsbook, obviously. After that, it is San Francisco at +500. Then the, wow, this is surprising to me. Did you see who's in fourth?
I did see who's in fourth.
Wow.
That is, it's shocking to me how far they are ahead of everybody else.
With even odds, it's the Falcons. With even odds to the Washington Commanders, who basically have taken the NFC by storm, who have, you know, delighted many watching Jaden Daniels play. After that, it's the Minnesota Vikings. Chewy, shockingly, with the same odds. All the Falcons, the Commanders, and the Vikings all have +950 odds to make it to the Super Bowl to win the NFC.
See, I would group all these. I would put Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta, and Green Bay all the same. With Detroit
so, I mean,
and Philly.
They're mostly the same. The Packers are just a little bit behind, according to these. They are +1,000. So if you were to bet $100 for the Packers to make the Super Bowl, you would win $1,000.
Why San Francisco love? I mean, where are they at right now? Are they healthy? Are they bored? Where are they at?
They're not very
healthy.
They
lost Ayuk.
Getting healthy. Yeah, Ayuk's not coming back. But they
McCaffrey
are starting,
is coming back soon, right?
Yep. They are starting to get healthier. They've opened up the practice window on McCaffrey. So they're starting to get healthy, and they're only a half game back in the NFC West. So I think the betting markets, Chew, are looking at San Francisco as, okay, they're not that far behind in their division. This is a team that's had a lot of success in the playoffs the last couple of years. They're getting healthier. So therefore, at the end of the year, they're projecting that they're still going to be one of those top teams in the NFC.
I don't think so. I think they will make the playoffs, but I think they're kind of a one and done. I think they're bored, and I think they know that their window is coming to an end. I mean, because you got to pay Purdy. You got to pay Purdy, and you're going to have to pay him a pretty dollar. So you can't. You're going to have to make some cuts in order to sign him, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some aging roster. Yeah, they've got some older players there. But yeah, that San Francisco is a really interesting team to me in the NFC. In the Packers play them in 3 weeks, the second game coming out of the bye on the 24th. I am going to be wildly interested to see how healthy they are, and I think that's going to be a good measuring stick game for the Packers. Like, if the Packers come away victorious in that game, like, I'm going to look at San Francisco, I think, a little bit differently.
No, it is something to be said that the Packers are in the mix there, Chew, on this list, the odds to make the Super Bowl of the seven teams. They do have the longest odds listed here. $100, Gabe, would you put $100 down on the Packers? I'm not allowed to bet on the local teams. That is something
you guys
have.
You've done it this season.
Who?
You've
allegedly
broken it.
Well, let me
tell
you this.
I think the word you were looking
Gabe,
for
let
is
me tell
admittedly.
You Gabe.
How am I
Gabe,
supposed to
I
know
tell you
unless
this.
You tell me that you've bet on that?
Gabe.
I feel like I was making see, that gentleman just hit the ball into the target. The target
Stop
just glowed.
Stop getting distracted.
Hey, we are here at Infam Field, the upper deck golf, but the guy over there at the bay on the first baseline just hit it into that target, and the target glowed. It went green, 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 which means good, 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 I think.
Gabe.
This is all new to me.
Who could say? Allegedly, that's what it means. Allegedly, that's
Gabe,
right.
The fact that the Chewy. The fact that the Bucks are 1-6, you know the kiss of death is betting on them.
I haven't put a single dollar on them.
She bet. I can't remember what Packer game she bet on. Oh, I think you bet on the Texans game, didn't you?
Well, yeah, because they were -3.5, and then they lost by what? Or
they won by two.
So, yeah.
But why can't you bet on local teams?
Because she's a jinx. Record betting on the local teams is terrible.
Yes, but college football, very good. I'm actually leading the weekly wager crew 6-3. Gabe, would you put $100 down?
I would not.
You wouldn't. You
I
just
would
don't
not.
Think they're going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
It's going to be a tall task. If I think they're going to be a wild card team, yes, they did it in 2010. But we have to recognize how difficult that is to win three games on the road consecutively. And I think there's some pretty good teams that you would have to go through. You know, it's not like you're able to just kind of waltz through some of these teams. You'd have to probably play at Detroit or at San Francisco, at Washington or Philadelphia as the games that you would end up having to play. And those are all really, really good teams. I think they could win a couple of those. I just don't think that they can win three games in a row on the road, especially because they've turned the ball over and they've had a lot of penalties. And those things are going to kill you in the postseason on the road.
You know, Chewy, you touched on this recently, the weather in Green Bay and whether or not they still have a home field advantage playing at Lambeau Field. It felt like Brett and company did for all those years, and maybe Rodgers at the beginning of his time in Green Bay as well. But would it be the worst thing in the world to do what that 2010 team did, which was go on the road and play? I mean, famously, the Packers.
There we go.
Combining the Badgers and the Packers together, making a little baby there. No, the Packers played
on the road. I don't want that stink anywhere near the Packers.
Atlanta. You know, and Rodgers famously was very good indoors. You got some indoor teams here on this list. And of course, San Francisco, beautiful weather down there, out there in where do they play? Palo Alto, I believe. Is there any incentive to being a lower seed and then going on the road and playing at some of these spots indoors?
With this team, I guess. But I mean, like, I went through the position groups, and some of them got to start playing better. And I think Jordan will. But I think this falls, it's going to fall on the receivers when it comes down to it. Because the defense is kind of what it's going to be. They're going to give up points. It's just the offense kind of has to drive the bus here. And to this point in the season, they really haven't driven the bus. These next couple games, when they're playing good opponents, good defenses, if they can get close to 30 points a game, I will say, okay, They're trending in the right direction. That's where I'm at right now. I think the most important position group right now is the receivers. The receivers have to ball out like they did last year, and I don't think they're there yet.
Yeah, I mean, that has been. I mean, outside of Jaden Reed, Wicks gets open, can't hold on to the ball. Watson's been meh. I just think that, to answer your question, Jen, yeah, I think they would benefit from playing in a dome at different times because that's certainly going to help, you know, Jordan Love throw the football. But I just think, again, 2010, everybody always, oh, that's what they did in 2010. Clearly they can do it again. It's so damn hard. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at the teams that played the Super Bowl last year, San Francisco and Kansas City. Like, Kansas City got one home playoff game and then had to play two on the road, but Kansas City's in a different, like, San Francisco's playing home games. Like, yes. Does it happen where a wild card team ends up representing their respective conference in the Super Bowl? Yes. But the easiest route to it is winning your division and getting home games.
Yeah, and that just seems so difficult to do at this point.
Yep.
It seems like it's going to be very difficult for the Packers to make up enough ground to win the division.
I'll tell you another thing right now that they have to clean up is these stupid penalties,
yeah.
These stupid, you know, procedural penalties, because it is so hard to play on the road because you can't hear. And you're going to Minnesota, you're going to Detroit. You can't go from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 7. The play calling is just totally different, and it takes the run out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When it's 3rd and 7 and you're on the road, you're pretty damn sure they're throwing the ball. 3rd and 2, you can still have the option of running the ball. They have to clean up that slop, and that falls on LaFleur.
Let's put it on the Jed, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. FanDuel Sportsbook has 7 teams listed here to make the Super Bowl and their odds. Packers have plus 1,000 odds. Would you put, it doesn't even have to be $100, would you put $10 down on the Packers with plus 1,000 odds to win the Super Bowl? Let us know on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. Another guy made it into the little circle, made it into the target, Gabe. It's blinking. It's like a Pac-Man out there. Blinky, blinky, blinky. We got
to
take a break here
studio.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We have a special guest. Yeah, exactly. I'm squirreling all over the place.
Focus.
Squirrel! We have a special guest coming up to talk more about this event going on at AmFam Field. Upper Deck Golf here at AmFam Field. Don't go anywhere.
Tune in to The Analysis Show each and every week. It's presented by Gruber Law Offices. The Nassus Dedekumbo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, who's got a pretty big one coming up here soon, or go to any one of others TA's unique guests. Find The Analysis Show, Apple, Spotify, anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to The Analysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from The Nassus. The Analysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What we need is a chart. And every week, we take the shirtless picture of Chew, and we move that to wherever the prediction is of how many wins that they
have.
6,
8, 6,
7.
7. I think that's how it goes now, right?
8,
and they
6,
lost,
7, 5, 3, 0, 9.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Back out on campus with Celsius Energy Drink. Lots of guys who drink Celsius just like me in the college football space. Jalen Milroe is one of them, and Dylan Gabriel is another one. Celsius has so many different flavors to choose from. My favorite, of course, is the peach vibe, but also enjoying the sparkling cherry cola. If you haven't had that one yet, you got to get to it. Stay active and energized all game day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit. In keeping with the theme of the morning, we are now joined here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy by Katie Kluge, and she is representing the U.S. Women's Open Championship. She is a coordinator. Big news, guys, of course. It's the first time the U.S. Women's Open has been held at Erin Hills right here in Milwaukee. Dates of that event, May 29th through June 1st. Thanks for hanging out with us. Perfect theme, right? Yes, we're at a ballpark, but with the Upper Deck Golf going on, and we are sitting here at the golf spot as well, like it feels like good synergy, if you will.
Yes, it does. And, I mean, the weather is certainly getting colder, but golf is top of mind here, and especially for us with the Women's Open coming next summer. So we're really excited to be back here in Wisconsin, and it's such a dedicated fan base of golf and volunteers for great championships, so we're excited.
You're from the area. What makes you most excited about having a U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills?
I think, first of all, women's golf in general is just exploding, as it should. Women's golf is, they're playing extraordinary, and it's fun to watch. And like I said, Wisconsin is not shy to championship golf, and Erin Hills, for the many people that have been out there for the 2017 Open or just to golf, it's a beautiful venue. And I can personally say it's my favorite just because I'm from the area. So it's great to be here, and couldn't pick a better venue.
Katie Kluge, coordinator of the U.S. Women's Open Championship, here with us as we sit at X Golf watching these guys try to hit the targets out there at AmFam Field for the Upper Deck Golf Experience this weekend. So you just mentioned the explosion of women's golf. What do you attribute that to? Obviously, we have seen across the board a lot more attention on women's volleyball, a lot more attention, of course, on women's basketball at the collegiate level and the professional level. Is golf sort of kind of hooking itself to that wagon, or is it social media that is contributing to the explosion? What do you think it is?
Well, I think the USGA in general is really making a push to make women's golf in the forefront and really growing the game. You see their women's our development program is really pushing girls to get into the sport young, and professionals now are just playing tremendous golf, and people are catching on that it's entertaining to watch, and there's some great stories that come from it. So it's great to see.
How can people come out and watch it? I know, you know, we're thinking ahead of time, you know, early next summer, Erin Hills for the 2025 U.S. Women's Open. Tickets still available?
Yes. Tickets are on sale now at uswomensopen.com. We have daily tickets available as well as weekly packages. It's a very affordable event to come out to. Children under the age of 18 are free, so with a ticketed adult. So it's a great way to bring your family out and enjoy the event.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I'm comparing it, of course, to some of these other women's sports that we have seen at the forefront in the last few years. And we took our kids down to the WNBA game, the Chicago Sky, and my girls were in love with the environment, the arena. I assume that bringing kids out to a women's event like this, especially as you mentioned, admission free with a paying adult, that's a great way to spark that interest in the game. And of course, golf is a lifelong sport, one you can play forever.
Yes, certainly. I mean, I had the great chance to go to the U.S. Open in 2017 at Erin Hills, and here I am working the event now. So even just that, getting in the game of golf is huge for women in general, and to bring your kids out and see the great event, it's the infrastructure has just grown so much over the last couple of years. It's really great to see and great to bring the family.
Volunteer opportunities still available?
Yes, we have limited opportunities available. The Wisconsin, very dedicated volunteer base. So we have limited spots available that can be accessed on uswomensopen.com under volunteers. So register now if you are interested.
It also says here the best players in the world will be competing. Obviously, that's a no-brainer. The broadcast will be live all 4 days on NBC and USA Network. But again, the opportunity to experience it firsthand, to be there, to smell the grass and watch these top elite competitors compete is something you can't really put a price on. Highest purse in women's golf. Tell me about that.
Yes, we, with the explosion of women's golf and our presenting sponsor, Ally, and the USGA's commitment to women's golf, our purse is now at $12 million, which is the highest for women's golf.
Yeah.
So really an incentive for these women to win, as well as just putting their, it's a career-defining moment to win the U.S. Women's Open. So great for them and great for the sport.
Last thing I have for you, Katie Kluge, as we wrap up the show today, you said you're from Oconomowoc. I started the show talking about Waukesha, and they made fun of me. Am I saying it wrong?
I would say it's Waukesha.
Yeah.
It's a Keisha that I can't get behind.
I'm telling you, if you talk to people in that area, there are people who have been entrenched in that community for a very long time that say Waukesha. But I'm just, maybe I was led astray. That's happened before.
I think you were led astray. Again, Chewy lives out there. He doesn't say it like that.
Just because Chewy doesn't say it like that doesn't mean it's wrong.
He is an authority. When it comes to everything, just ask him.
Katie, we really appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Katie Kluge from the U.S. Women's Open Championship, which will be at Erin Hills May 29th through June 1st. Tickets available. Kids under 18 are free with a paying adult. It absolutely sounds like something people should get behind and attend. We have had a great morning here at AmFam Field for the Upper Deck Golf Event. Gabe and Andy are going to compete. Who can get closest to the pin? We're going to put that on our social media accounts. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Backups continue along eastbound 94 from 84th Street through to about 35th. On southbound 43, heavy from Silver Spring down past Capitol Drive. An accident on northbound 41 just about at Watertown Plank Road off on the left shoulder, causing some very little issues on the freeway itself.